Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio and the Tuesday Business Spotlight. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know we have shows here week after week breaking those myths that mompreneurs just, you know, dabble in business. You know, we're smart, savvy women building a business and raising families, but there are a lot of women out there that are finding ways to better themselves, work from home, work for somebody else, but just feel better within. And that's why I'm really excited today to have our new sponsor sharing today on today's show. Victoria Thornton is a woman's confident coach. She's part of our authors, Allie, with her book, The 24-Karat Confidence, and she's the creator of Uncover Your Diamond, a 7 weeks to confidence, clarity, and courage. And I am really excited to be bringing her here on the show today to share with you. And, you know, Victoria, I just want to jump right in, and I want to ask you to tell us a little about yourself and really help our listeners understand who you are and what you do and how you help them.
So, okay, great, Dori. Thank you. Thank you for having me here, and I'm so excited to share with all of your listeners today. I'm a confidence coach. I've been coaching women around the globe for about 3 years now, and they all seem to have something in common, and that something is that somehow along the way they've lost themselves. And, you know, that's kind of how I felt. You know, I felt like I was hiding the real me. You know, that little girl that I used to be somewhere along the line, I don't know. I don't know what happened to it. So today I want to talk to you about what's holding you back and what's getting in your way and keeping you from living an exciting life. Now, I know we only have 30 minutes, so I want to give you as much value as I can in the short time. And for hanging out with me today, I also have a special gift for you, so stick around. I want to tell you about that. Now, I just want to begin by saying everything you need to discover what's holding you back is already in the palm of your hand. You see, when I was a little girl, I had really big dreams. You know, I was the youngest of four, and I used to talk a lot, go figure. I didn't tell that right now, right? But I was open to everything. I loved life. I loved everything. My mother used to say, Victoria, you want the sun and the moon and the stars. And, you know, I didn't really see anything wrong with that. And I discovered that, you know, I could have my own opinion on things. So I would put my thumb up, and I'd say, yes, I like that. And I would put my thumb down, and I didn't like something. So I really felt that power right there in my thumb. Well, my brother was a little bit bigger than I was, and he and I used to get into little tiffs, and he was a little stronger, but I found that I could thumb wrestle him, and I could win, and I thought, wow, that thumb really does have some power. But I realized that when I was feeling kind of sad or scared, I would tuck that thumb inside my fingers and make a little fist, and it was kind of like I was hiding my power, and I was hiding my strength. So I want you to try that right now. I want you to take your thumb, cross it across your palm, and bring your fingers over it so that you're making a fist. But notice how when your thumb is covered up, it's like you don't have any strength in that fist anymore. And the weird part is, if you're doing this with me, notice that that fist is the size of your heart. So I want you to hold that heart, that fist right to your heart, and I want you to feel the thumb inside. Well, that thumb in there, that's what I call your diamond. That's your strength and your power and your brilliance. So I want you to notice how those fingers cover up your diamond. So let's talk about what's covering up your diamond, okay? So first I want you to take your pointer finger and just raise that. And I want you to notice that finger, when you point it, it's like you're pointing blame at someone. See, when I was in school, I talked a lot, and the kids would point at me and say, oh, she's doing it, she's the one. And then the teacher would point at me and say, Victoria, stop talking. And at home, my father would, he was a pretty big guy. He would take that finger, and he would poke it right in my chest. And he would say, you need to stop whatever I was doing. And he would do it for each little word that he'd say, and he would poke that. And I realized there's a lot of power in that blame. Well, I found out there was even more when I could turn and point it at someone else, and I could blame someone else for something. And it made life a little bit easier when I could take the stress off of me and point to someone else. Or I found later on that I started blaming myself, too, for things that had gone wrong, and I pointed that finger. So now we're going to take that finger, we're going to close it back up again, and I want you to raise the second finger. Oh, what does that one look like, right? That finger, that middle finger, is strong and powerful, but it's also represents anger. If you've ever been driving down the road and having somebody throw that finger at you, right, you know they're pretty angry. So if you hold that finger up really strong, and I mean really try to make it stand up tall, it actually starts to hurt from holding it up there. Well, that's what anger does to you, and it's what it did to me. It made me hurt inside when I felt angry and I kept it in. And it hurt when my father was very angry and I never knew when he was going to, lash out at you. So there was that hurt that went along with that anger. Now I want you to take that finger and put it down and raise the third finger. Notice how hard that is to get that third finger up. That finger is really weak without the other ones. So trying to stand alone, it's very weak. They even tell you to use that to put lotion around your eyes, right? Because it's weak. Well, that weakness comes from fear. And when we're afraid to step into our power and we're afraid to make decisions and to be who we really are, we feel weak because of that fear. So maybe some of you feel that and feel that fear that makes you feel weak. Now go ahead and put that one down. Now last but not least is the little finger. Now I say last but not least, but anybody like me who's been chosen last for a basketball game team, right, you certainly feel least. It makes you feel small, just like that little finger. And pretty soon you have self-doubt, which is what I had. Pretty soon I started to doubt who I was and who I could be. And then I realized that all of those fingers closing over my thumb, I started to play small in my life, and I started to live a life of mediocrity. You know, when you do that, all of your hopes and dreams start to take a backseat to everyone else's, and you begin to lose yourself, and you cover up your diamond. Now, we're going to take that fist again, and I want you to hold it to your heart, and I want you to feel your diamond, okay? And we're going to do this again. This time, I want you to raise your pointer, and I want you to realize that you are number one. So when you take responsibility for who you are and you stop blaming your situation and other people and you stop allowing people to blame you and you take responsibility for your thoughts and your actions, you are number one. Now keep that finger up, and I want you to raise the second one. That's anger, and we're going to release that anger because you're able to forgive. When you forgive other people for hurting you and you forgive yourself for past mistakes and things that you think you couldn't do. Okay, release that and forgive yourself. And if you look at these two fingers, that's peace. When you release the blame and the anger, you give yourself peace. Now I want you to release the third one. Okay, so that third one, that weak one now is standing up tall with the other two, right? That's getting rid of the fear because you have that strength inside you and that gives you freedom, freedom to choose who you want in your life, who you want to be, and you get to choose that person and live from your heart. And now raise the fourth one. All of them together, they stand tall. That's the cool part. And you release your self-doubt, you gain confidence, confidence that you can uncover your diamond. So I want you to go ahead and open all of those, all of them, and let your light shine.
Wow, what a great guided imagery to be able to do, you know, really actively rather than seeing that in your mind's eye, Victoria. That was really wonderful.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I hope that it helped somebody.
Yes.
Because it sure has helped me a lot.
It is. And you know, again, you know, when you have things tangibly done like that, it really does give you that real truly understand, true understanding. I thank you. For those of you just tuning in, we're here on Word of Mom Radio talking with Victoria Thornton, and she's going to be sharing with us her Uncover Your Diamond program. And before we get into it, I just want to say thank you to our show sponsor today, our Tuesday Business Spotlight sponsor, Janice Clark, owner of BizMSolutions.com and the host of the Social Media Health Not Hype Show, which every other Tuesday, Janice is here sharing the help, not the hype, and, you know, taking the gloves off and talking turkey about what it really takes to make your social media marketing work. But once you have what you need done, trust me, she can show you how to do it. She's done shows on how to do it in 15 to 20 minutes a day once you understand what you are doing. So I highly, you know, suggest you share her shows, go into her archive, and learn from her. Let her guide you through it. Don't take the hours and days and weeks to learn when she can show you in a 30-minute podcast. Trust me, you'll save yourself a world of trouble. And I love that she's our Tuesday Business Spotlight sponsor here on Word of Mom Radio. So we're going to bring. I want to get right back to Victoria, since we only have a 30-minute conversation going on today. And I want you to talk about the program that you have that helps women work through some of these self-doubts and limiting beliefs. But, you know, I want you to share something, maybe something that you can teach in your program that can help our listeners right now. I don't know if that's, you know, but I just think maybe you can share some strategy that they can use to move beyond those negative feelings.
Absolutely. Now, ladies, I want you to understand that what we focus on and what we surround ourselves with colors our world. So when you change your surroundings and you change your perception and you change your emotions, you will change your life. Now, I believe that there's four things that can help women from getting caught up in the emotion of the blame and the anger and the fear and self-doubt. Now, if you can, you might want to write this down. I call this the royal crown. It's the four M's. Now, like Dory said, we don't have a whole lot of time, so I might go through this kind of fast. I usually teach this in two formats. So I do a one-on-one coaching for those who want to kind of take their time and really get the special attention they need. And, you know, I can tell you a little bit more about that later. And I have my 7-week online program at uncoveryourdiamond.com. So I'm going to go fast, but don't worry. If, you know, something sparks and you want more, I'll show you how we can work together and how I can teach and guide you. Okay, so let's get back to the royal crown. It's the four M's. The first one is motion. Now, it's all about what happens in your body, your breath, your posture, and your movements, right? So think how differently your body is when you're excited. Like right now, I'm excited. My eyes are open big. My hands are flying all over the place. It's because I use my hands when I talk. And my breath is a little bit quicker. My voice is a little bit louder. That's what happens when you get excited, right? And you're happy. Now, if you think about it, when you're sad or you're feeling kind of down, everything changes in your body. So your body, everything slows down. Your eyes might look down. Your shoulders sort of slump. Your breathing gets a little slower. Your voice gets a little lower. So the crazy part of all this, though, is that you can trick your brain simply by changing how you're moving. So when you find yourself feeling a little bit slumped and a little bit slower, get up and move around. Open your chest. Breathe a little bit. Even go for a walk. When you start moving and getting your body moving, you're actually activating chemicals that stimulate your brain. And they help you, you know, get more clarity. And they actually help you sort of rethink your emotions and what you're feeling. And you can then choose to feel better and to feel something different. The other thing that you can do is dance. I mean, I don't know about you, but every once in a while I sort of have a little dance party in the house and just kind of dance around, and it makes me feel great. Whenever I want to change my state, if I find myself just getting sort of sucked into feeling, oh, no, then I just start to dance around, and it changes everything. Now, the second M is your mind. So whatever you focus on, you get, right? So when you were thinking all happy, probably happy thoughts were going through your head. And then when we switched and went to the sadness and your body changed, it's crazy, but all of a sudden then your thoughts start to change and you start thinking about things that make you feel sad, right? So, how many times have you done that? I mean, every time I have a thought, you can decide from that thought. We get into what I call a thought cycle in my program, and then that cyclone that starts pulling you down deeper and deeper. So have you ever had a thought that made you feel bad, and then you had another thought that made you feel bad again, and it just kept going? Well, just by changing your focus, you know, looking out the window and seeing the beautiful sunshine, anything that changes your focus, you can switch that emotion right away. Now, the third thing is music. Okay, so, I mean, we all know that if you crank up a happy song, it's going to kind of put you in a good mood. And again, it brings you back to the movement of dance. And, you know, we can dance around the house with your favorite songs going on. And a lot of times people choose what I call our power songs that we can turn on at any time, and it's just going to change our state instantly. But what we don't think about is sad songs, where if we hear a sad song, it makes us start thinking about something that makes us feel bad, or we have a memory or something, and then pretty soon that song is dragging us down the same way that the happy song lifted us up. Now, I want you to think about the words to the song. Because I was singing this song in my head, you know what it's like when you get a song stuck in your head, right? And it goes over and over and over. Well, I liked the tune of it, but after 3 or 4 days of it going in my head, I wasn't having such a great day, and I was like, what is going on? And I realized the words I was singing, man, these times are hard. And I went, oh my gosh, I've been saying that over and over and over in my head. Well, no wonder why I'm feeling this way. So when you're thinking about music, I want you to realize, are the words going along with it to make me feel good? Or are they subliminally making me feel not so good? Right? It's the same with the mind. When those thoughts are going through your head that are pulling in the self-doubt, pulling in the anger, pay attention to those thoughts and what's going through your head repeatedly. The fourth one is meaning. So the meaning that we attach to it, right? So you might have this thought, but what does it mean to you? It's like that song that we talked about that made you feel sad. Well, did it have something to do with something that happened to you that made you feel bad? Okay, if somebody might say something mean to you, and you can then go into those thoughts of, oh, you know, now I feel really bad because they said this, or you can say, wow, they're having a really bad day, and it's all about them. So it's all about the meaning that you put. Okay, so now I want to just kind of give a quick recap, right? We talked about four things that may be covering up your diamond: blame, anger, fear, and self-doubt, and how to release those, right? We were able to then forgive, and we were able to take responsibility, and we were able to find freedom from the fear and create that confidence. And then one of the strategies that I was teaching you was the Royal Crown, the four M's: movement, mind, music, and meaning. So imagine if you could quit the blame game, right, and take responsibility for you, let go of the anger, and forgive yourself. Step up to your fears, the freedom. And finally, replace self-doubt with confidence so you can uncover your diamond and shine. Well, I want to ask you, what happens if nothing changes? If you stay the same way that you are right now and continue, and a year from now, you look back and you go, okay, it's still the same. I haven't done anything differently. Now, you might already really be living an amazing life, but maybe there's something that's holding you back from making it even better. So that's why I put together a few resources for you, and this I'm really excited to tell you about. The first is my free gift for you. So on my website, victoriathornton.com, right on the front page is my electronic book, 24 Karat Confidence. So I want you to go there and grab that so you can get started, because I want you to start feeling that flow of confidence right away. Now, the next thing is that if you're really, really excited, okay, about what you're hearing today and what possibilities are there for you, and that you're ready to uncover your diamond and you're ready to step into being who you really are and let go of some of the stuff that's holding you back, I have my Uncover Your Diamond program, okay? It's 7 weeks, and in those 7 weeks, each week you'll get a new module of training, and it's in video format, so you're just going to log on to our client portal, and you'll be able to watch the videos as often as you need. And I'm actually going to break them up smaller so that you don't have to sit for an hour, hour and a half listening, and you can, you know, just take it in little sound bites. Now, I've also got some downloadable energy creation sheets, I call them. And those are actually going to be where you start taking the action. You know, they talk about knowledge is power, but knowledge is only power when you use it, when you take action on it. Okay? So this is why we created this, these energy creation sheets, and they are going to bring it to a whole new level. Now, I believe that women love to do things together. So I've created a private sisterhood of women who are going to be helping each other. It's going to be a group on Facebook. So you can share your aha moments, because I know you're going to have aha moments, breakthroughs, and just get really excited about what you're learning and the process that we're going through. And we're also going to have each week a celebration call. So I'm going to give you a little bit more training. I'm going to help you understand what a little bit deeper on what you're learning and what I'm teaching you in the modules, and be able to answer any questions that you have, and just kind of step it up even farther. And so we've got all of that put together. And somebody told me, Victoria, you should be charging $2,000 for all of this, because this is amazing. But I really just want to make it affordable for everybody so you can all be part of this. So I said, just going to be $497. And I really want all of you to be able to enjoy it even more, so I'm going to give you even more. I want to add another week. And I know it's already 7 weeks, but I tell you what, this last week that I'm going to throw in there is emotional freedom technique. It's called tapping. And if you're not familiar with it, it's an amazing way for you to take everything that you're learning in the entire 7 weeks and ramp it up even more and help you release anything that's still hanging out. And it's a technique that you can use forever, and you will find it amazing. But now, Dori, I actually do have a few spots left at the $397 price, because I opened it up for, you know, just a few, and I want to offer that to your listeners today. So if you go on the website now at uncoveryourdiamond.com, you're going to find that it's $100 off, which I think is pretty cool. I'm kind of excited about it. But I really want to make sure that, you know, all of you can be part of this sisterhood of women who are stepping up and letting go and shining your light. So I want to make it even easier, and we're just going to do it 3 payments of $140, just so you don't have to think about it. You can just step right into it and get registered, because it's starting January 20, a week from this coming Saturday. So not a lot of time, and we're just going to dive right in. And I'm really, really, really excited about this. And I got to thinking about it, how could I make it even better? And I would love to be able to do some private diamond sessions with some of you, but obviously I can't do it with everybody right now. But for the first 5 people, if, you know, whoever gets on the site and I see that, we're going to register that so that I can then give you a free session, which I normally charge $300 for, but I want to do that for the listeners here. And for people who are really, really ready to do this, this is going to be so amazing. Now imagine if you were really and truly living life on your terms, if you were able to choose how you feel, to release negative emotions and feel that positive energy that comes from shining your light. So for all of you that go to Uncover Your Diamond, I can't wait to meet you. And I want to leave you with this thought. Okay, just like a diamond, shine your light so bright that they can't see your imperfections.
That is a very cool quote.
Yeah. That's kind of what, you know, what I think of as a diamond. When you look at a diamond, you know, it's there to shine, and nobody cares about what else is going on inside it. You just want to see the light, right, and see that shine. Do you ever notice when you take a light and shine it into a diamond, what you get on the other side is a rainbow? And so when you're shining your light, you're actually spreading that color for everyone else to see and coloring
Victoria,
their world.
I just want to make sure. I want to make sure, because I'm actually tweeting this out and Facebooking this out. It's at your victoriathornton.com, correct?
Right.
The free gift and the being able to sign up for your program.
Yes. Okay. You can sign up for that inside the program. It's, if you click on program, it'll take you right to the Uncover Your Diamond page.
Okay. I just want to make sure as I'm sending it out. You know, I have to honestly say, as somebody who, I can't do negative. I can't do it. And anytime I see myself feeling that way, if I have any kind of negative thought come into my head, I just immediately stop myself. I literally do. I'm just like, oh, stop that.
Yep,
and I will
exactly.
think about something else. And it's so funny. My kids turned me on to How I Met Your Mother, which I just think is the funniest show. And one of the characters, Barney, they were like, he was like just talking about it. He goes, you know, when I'm having a lousy day, I just stop and decide to become awesome again. And, you know, it got a huge laugh, but guess what? It's really true.
Absolutely.
It really
absolutely.
Is. Absolutely. You know,
we don't have to stay in that negative space. Yep. Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you.
And you know what? You're welcome. But it's amazing because so much in the world is designed to keep you right in that negative place on
yep.
a continuous basis.
And
like
you know, Dory, I think of life like a bottle of champagne, right? So many times we have a bottle of champagne that we put away along with our crystal goblets for a special occasion, right? Maybe New Year's or a baby being born. But I think that we should be thinking about life like popping that cork and going, woohoo, and getting out your crystal. As a matter of fact, I drink water out of a crystal goblet at home because that reminds me every day that life is a celebration and that I should cherish every minute of it.
You know,
treat myself that way.
No joke. I actually thought I'm like one of the only people that does something like that. You know, I love to drink. I'm serious. I love to drink water out of a really fancy glass. I tell my, you know, anytime my kids were growing up or when I was watching somebody's kids, if they started to whine, I'm like, the only wine in this house is a nice Merlot in a crystal glass with a lovely stem. Thank you very much. There will be no wine in this world.
Absolutely.
You know, and when you said champagne, it's like my favorite drink. So I'm like, okay, Friday. You know, why? Because it's Friday. I agree with you, but I'm serious. And you know, we have a brand new year here. We have a
brand new
year.
Yep.
And for so many people, and let's face it, be honest with yourself and embrace that about you. For so long, negative has been the way you have just been programmed to be. And that's why this program is such a fabulous community offering. I'm so excited to have you as one of our Author Alley sponsors to be able to share your book more and more. This is the first time this program is happening, you know, is the 24th for this year, but this isn't the only one. This isn't the only 7 weeks, and if you miss this, you're cheese out of luck, you know, because you can change your thoughts and change the way you think every single day. So I'm so excited to have Victoria as part of our, you know, Mompreneur Marketplace and being able to share her here on Word of Mom Radio. And I really encourage you guys, go take a look, download the book. For those of you who are looking for that program that's just going to let you shine on, you found it. You know, so make it happen.
Excellent.
And just a little housekeeping really quickly. Tomorrow in our Author's Alley, I am sharing Joyce Villanova, who is a longtime friend of Word of Mom Radio. And I'm very excited to be sharing her new book called Finding Forgiveness in God's Word. And Joyce is a really lovely woman, and I'm excited to have her here in our Author's Alley. And I forgot who's with me on Thursday in the Mompreneur Model Show. Because, you know, it has been a crazy week. And for those of you tuning in, you know, our archives are always here. And I really, yesterday on Music Monday, I shared my mom. And I'm so overjoyed at all of how many hundreds of people have downloaded that episode. I'm so glad to be sharing her on the airwaves again after, you know, her being gone for so long. So that's the joy of this show. So share this archive, Victoria, share this. So people really have an opportunity to know you and what you are doing. I'll be sharing it too. Thank you so much for being
great.
With us here today in our business
thank you
spotlight.
So much, again,
my pleasure. Go to victoriathornton.com. Download your ebook. uncover your diamond. Take advantage of the special offer, and the first five of you are going to get a free coaching program, which is even better, to get that coaching session. So thanks so much for tuning in. And for all of you, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.